This is Akashvani. The news read by Ashish Abraham. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will participate in the G7 summit at Kananaskis, Canada this evening. This would be Prime Minister's sixth consecutive participation in the G7 summit. During the two-day visit to Canada at the invitation of Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney, Mr. Modi will also hold several bilateral meetings at the sidelines of the summit. Prime Minister will exchange views with leaders of G7 countries, other invited outreach countries, and heads of international organizations on crucial global issues. These issues include energy security, technology, and innovation, particularly the AI energy nexus and quantum-related issues. Yoga is rapidly gaining popularity in Croatia and becoming a part of people's daily life, where Prime Minister Narendra Modi is visiting tomorrow to strengthen bilateral relations. Mr. Modi, the third and last leg of his three-nation tour, will arrive in the capital Zagreb tomorrow afternoon, which will be the first ever visit of an Indian Prime Minister to the Central and Southeast European country. The timing of International Yoga Day around the corner and the Prime Minister's visit to Croatia couldn't be more poetic. Zagreb is ready to welcome him. Government has decided to open 2,000 driving training schools in various parts of the country. Speaking at an event in New Delhi, Union Minister of Road Transport and Highways Nitin Gadkari said that these training schools will be opened in backward and tribal areas of the country, which will generate employment opportunities for youth. He said there is a shortage of around 22 lakh drivers in the country, and these training schools will help in fulfilling the shortage of skilled drivers. Mr. Gadkari also said that his ministry has also taken several steps to reduce road accidents and also called upon the people to follow traffic rules. The government has debunked a message being circulated on social media channels claiming that the preliminary investigation report of the AI-171 crash has been published by the Aircraft Accident Investigation Bureau, AAIB. The fact-check unit of the Press Information Bureau, in a social media post, informed that the message related to this report is fake, as the report has not been published by AAIB. It urged people to always rely on official sources for accurate information. The Islamic Republic of Iran Broadcasting, IRIB, Iran's national broadcaster, came under a direct attack in what Israeli military officials described as retaliation for strikes on Israeli infrastructure. The attack on IRIB represents a significant escalation in the targeting of civilian infrastructure by both sides. More from our correspondent.
Iranian missiles struck Israel's Tel Aviv and the port city of Haifa on Monday, destroying homes and killing civilians as the conflict between the two nations entered its fourth consecutive day. Israel responded by striking buildings belonging to Iranian state-owned media companies in Tehran, including the IRIB television facility, during a live broadcast. The escalating confrontation has prompted urgent diplomatic efforts from the Gulf states and raised concerns among world leaders meeting at the G7 summit about the potential for a broader regional conflict. Tehran has reached out to Qatar, Saudi Arabia and Oman, asking these Gulf intermediaries to press United States President Donald Trump to use his influence on Israel to agree to an immediate ceasefire in exchange for an Iranian flexibility in nuclear negotiations. Gulf leaders and their top diplomats are working intensively, maintaining contact and constant communication with Tehran, Washington and other capitals in an effort to prevent the widening of what has become the most serious direct confrontation between the long-standing enemies in the West Asia. This is Vinod Kumar for Akashvani News from Dubai.
India Meteorological Department has forecast heavy to extremely heavy rainfall at isolated places over Saurashtra and Kutch today. Parts of Arunachal Pradesh, Chhattisgarh, coastal Karnataka, Gangetic West Bengal, Gujarat, Konkan, Goa, Madhya Maharashtra, Odisha and northeastern states are also expected to witness heavy rainfall during the next 2 to 3 days. IMD further predicted thunder, squalls and gusty winds in places over Bihar, Jharkhand, Madhya Pradesh and Rajasthan today. IMD further added that Delhi NCR is likely to experience light to moderate rainfall accompanied by thunderstorms, lightning and gusty winds till the 20th of this month. The International Cricket Council has announced the full schedule for the 2025 ICC Women's ODI World Cup, set to be played from 30th of September to 2nd of November in India and Sri Lanka. While India holds official hosting rights, Sri Lanka will serve as the neutral venue for all of Pakistan's matches due to ongoing political tensions between the two nations. This will be the fourth time India hosts the Women's ODI World Cup and the first since 2013. And that is the end of this news bulletin.